Welcome to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly.
Hello, everyone. Here I am, a few minutes late. Welcome to Mind Body TV. I want to give a special shout out to everyone in the Mind Body community because I know there's a bunch of comments, people who have waiting. So welcome to this episode of Mind Body TV. I'm Dr. Kim DeRamo. I am going to be sharing a really, really powerful message today. Well, I think every week it just feels like something really powerful coming through. But today is, you know, we're all in this massive process of awakening in one way or another. And as a physician, I have seen so many times that illness can be a great awakener. Pain can be a great awakener. And we see it as this wrongness. But so often, in fact, in every instance, when I've worked with people privately or seen what's happening in the process with people who are in my groups, it's the gift. It is a gift that when we begin to see, how am I actually healing through this illness? How is this illness bringing me a deeper level of healing than what I ever imagined was possible and opening something deep within me, that when I can receive that, it brings gifts beyond what I ever imagined. So I'm going to talk about that process today, the process of our awakening, where a lot of people get glitchy, how to know what stage of the process you're in so you can move through it as smoothly as possible. So I would love to know where you're tuning in from. Hello to everyone listening to the recording. I will read the comments from you as well. And hello to everyone listening to the podcast. So hello, Ragnhild from Norway, Liam from New York, Evely from South Africa, Kathleen. Oh, hello, Kathleen. Great to see everybody. All right, so I'm going to talk about these three stages of awakening. And the reason I've seen them in three stages, when I'm working with people privately, when I see people in my groups going through this process, it's a really different way that we navigate this process depending on where we are in the process. So the first part of this, hello, David Kramer. Is that the David Kramer I know and love? David Kramer from Ohio, Rumi from Switzerland, Melissa from Texas. All right, everybody, welcome. So in this first stage, okay, basically in this stage where like life is happening to me, it's all coming at me so fast. And you have all of people say like, I got cancer or my wife left me or I went bankrupt or I got laid off. So the languaging is really kind of like life is happening to me as well. So without any judgment for what stage you are in, be willing to look at your languaging. Do you notice you say things like that? Like, oh, and another thing, just when I thought things were going okay, this thing happened to me. So the language is like life is happening to me. And it's usually not an awesome thing. It's not like all these amazing things are happening for me, are happening to me. You're not in the life is happening for me stage. You're in the life is happening to me. So this is the first stage. And I call it the victim stage. And that's, this can bring a lot of charge up for people because this idea, I'm not a victim. Somehow it's an insult. So release any judgment you have had on the idea that sometimes you feel like a victim. Sometimes you feel like stuff is happening to me that I don't want. We've all had this. There are so many ways that we're all still awakening from this stage, even if you've been fully self-realized in some ways or in some moments, that there may be still layers of this life is happening to me that are clearing. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, making it wrong or making it less than is going to just keep you in a limited space. So you don't need to do that. So let's look for a moment at kind of like what happens when we're in that space. So when we're in the space of victim, life is happening to me. It doesn't make any sense. I have this illness. I can't get better. Nothing I do, you know, is helping me. I shouldn't have this. It's wrong. So in that first stage, life is happening to me and it's wrong. So things don't fully make sense. Hafsa says, how can I feel that life is not happening to me? We're creating it. Yeah, we are creating it, but when we're in that first stage, we don't know that. And sometimes we do know it, but we slip back to that first stage anyway, because we're like fighting against life instead of receiving it. All right, the second stage is when we're like, whoa, I'm co-creating life. I'm a part of the mix. But we're actually still in a battle. So I've got to make it better. I'm part of the mix. How do I work on myself? I'm a co-creator. How do I create more abundance? So there's an agenda. So in the second stage, I'm aware that I'm a co-creator. I'm aware on some level that I'm powerful. Maybe I'm not accessing that as fully as I'd like, but I'm aware that somehow, somewhere, there's power here that's untapped, and that's why things are happening the way they are. In stage two, you see a lot of searching, seeking, trying, and the whole idea of not giving up, right? Because the idea of giving up in the mind is like, oh, then I'll go back to the first stage and just be a victim. Not true at all. Because surrender is actually one of the most empowering things that lets more come in. But that's a lot of times where we are, this idea with stage two. I'm going to talk a lot about stage two today. Stage three is I am the I am. I am accessing my power. I am playing with it. I am receiving all of life with grace and ease. I embrace myself fully. And I'm witnessing the gifts of abundance that show up as the result of that. Fluidity, health, vitality, healing, relationship synchronicities, wealth, money flowing in. Wow, I didn't even expect that. It came so easily. And then all of the heart's desires being met. All of the heart's desires being met. Now, does that mean everything I've ever wanted comes to me all at once? No, but the energy of it is already here. So for me, one of the big inspirations I've had as a doctor and then creating an online international business was about assisting and supporting everyone in living their highest levels of vitality. Did I ever think I was going to do that single-handedly? No. Do I think I'm there, quote unquote? There's really no there. It's like I'm on the journey of that, and it feels amazing, and it feels fulfilling, and the journey is the awesome thing, not the destination. So I'm on a journey of like collaborating with amazing people who are also aware that there's more possible in healing, collaborating with them and creating together, connecting with people all over the world to assist their healing. So I can experience that now every day. Even though it's not like I'm at this destination where we're living in a world that has a solidly established system, okay? So that's just my example of how I can be in stage three of the fulfillment, even if it's not all happening at once. I can be in the wholeness of I know life is abundant, and all things that are happening are gifts for me, are contributing to me and my ultimate wholeness. So I can live in stage three, even if everything isn't already happening right now. Okay, so where are you living most of your time? Maybe like check in this 10 seconds, where am I residing right now? And also check in, where do I spend most of my time? Hanging out in the struggle of the second stage of like seeking, finding, I've got to make it happen. Or am I in that first stage of like, oh, I'm just in the whirlwind of life is happening to me and none of this makes any sense and this is not even what I want? Or are you spending a lot of time in stage three of like, whoa, I'm in communion with life. Life is happening for me. I receive life unconditionally and I live in flow. All right. Hi, honey. I don't know. In mind, body, community, it doesn't give me your name. So someone is asking, are there certain steps to surrendering that you can describe? Yes. And in the Instant Elevation program, this is really the power place where I put that in a program to go deeper. But I'm going to go into some of the depth of that now, especially for stage two, because that can be where it's really glitchy. So it seems so hard to let go and surrender. I can say those words, but it just feels like saying words rather than anything actually happening. Is there more to it than just saying, I let go, I surrender, or is that powerful enough? That's a great question. It can be powerful enough if you decide it is and you let it be and you let it speak to every cell in your body. And that's why one of the first pieces in the instant elevation is, can I actually present my moment? Because there's the what I want later, and there's what is here now. Right here, right now is some discomfort. Right here, right now is some tension, some limitation, some lack, some pain, some fear, some circumstances maybe I really don't like. Okay, so resistance. Okay, that's what's here right now. And then in stage two, we can be like, I want to change that. But what we're really trying to do is escape it, which cannot be done. So I would say one of the main pieces, if you're on this journey, is to always remember to embrace what's here now. And so let's move through a little bit of what the instant elevation is in a brief. And if you would like to go deeper into it, that's exactly what the program is designed, is like to integrate that fluidity and non-resistance so that you live in stage three. Okay, so take a few deep breaths, feel your body. Hey, body, hi, how are you? And all the things that are coming up, whatever they may be, receive it. Okay, there's this, and there's this, and there's this. Receive it as it is, and see if you can relax around any thoughts about it, ideas about it, or wanting it to be otherwise. Okay, good. So just take a few deep breaths. Start in your physical body, because that's where you're going to actually, you are a giant receptor. You're going to perceive and receive the now. So feel your breath and what is. And then you can just give me on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 is, I feel amazing. Wow, so much lightness. 1 is, oh, this is so heavy. I don't want to be on the planet right now. So give me your number. Check in with your body. Relax your shoulders. Take 1 to 3 breaths. Simple. Now, the Instant Elevation program gets you a lot more practiced with this so that it can be instant and it is in one breath. But take 5 breaths right now. Just, whoa, I don't know. I don't feel anything. Okay, relax and stay tuned in. Let it come to you. Hafsa said stage 2 is very important and long. No, doesn't need to be. Doesn't need to be, but for a lot of people, yep. Jennifer said it feels like separation, reconnection, and then unified oneness with life and purpose and meaning. Yeah, so stage 1 is I'm separate. I'm in a separate physical world. Life is happening to me. Stage 2 is I'm connected. I'm reconnecting. And then like Jennifer said, and then stage 3 is unified oneness. So yes, stage 3 is unity consciousness. There is no resistance because I'm one with all that is. I embrace that and I know myself as that. Awesome. All right, we've got a 2 to 3. We've got a 6. I'm in stage 2. How do I get to stage 3? That is exactly what we're going to talk about today. I'm a 4. We had a lot of 4s. Okay, great. And I'm mostly stage 2, sometimes fall into 1, but trying to recall myself about my infinity. Good. And recognize that as a gift. Jennifer, and when the discomfort comes, surrender to it, knowing if we sit and stay with it, the energy will move and elevate it, and recognize that as a gift. Yes. So feel, we'll just go through this exercise and you're feeling, where am I? Okay, I'm at a 4. And wherever you are, and giving it a number is helpful because sometimes we don't have the language of like, whoa, there's a lot of fear, or, ooh, this is heavy grief. Doesn't matter. A number is great. Begin to just get curious. Now, in the very early stage, it's like, I don't know, because you've disconnected from it for so long. So you may not be aware of what you're feeling. Don't make a story out of that. Don't make a problem out of that. Stay present. Be curious. It will present itself to you. These are the brain changes we see with the neuroplasticity of the brain. It can begin to consciously register this information. It just takes a minute for you to continue to tune into it. So I'm at a four. Okay. Now you're going to relax your shoulders and let your breathing slow and deepen. This is unbelievably powerful beyond what you could ever imagine. Relax your pelvis, relax your shoulders, and let the breath come into your belly. If all we did was this, the whole universe could be solved in about 40 seconds. Relax your butt, relax your pelvis, relaxing your shoulders. Now this lets the breath, in fight or flight, the breath comes up into the upper chest. You know, we're using our neck muscles. We're in tension. It propagates the sympathetic nervous system, fight or flight or fear. So if you just relax your shoulders, it immediately disengages the sympathetic nervous system, the fight or flight response, and lets the parasympathetics, the harmonization nervous system, do its work. Really powerful things happen. So just let the breath come into your belly, 5 to 10 breaths. And it's even less as you practice this. So shoulders relaxing will do enough to let the breath open up. So just take a few breaths, let the belly expand out. Let it go, let it sink back in on the exhale. And be in the space of no thing. Literally nothing, doing nothing is the most powerful thing you can do 90% of the time. It's crazy how easy it is to access more power, but a lot of times we're not willing to be in the no thing because we're actually so busy avoiding what we're feeling now. So, okay, I'm at a four. Now I want to hear from you who chimed in where you were at. A four, a one to two. Usually at a one to two, and today I'm at a seven. Yes, Donald, you can be in stage two with addictions. You can be in stage three. All right. Okay, Robin, yes, it is possible to be in stage three while withdrawing from a benzodiazepine. Yes, 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 yes. All right, so E is saying the energy does not move ever. Be in that. This despair and hopelessness, right? Because that's the conclusion, that's the idea. But the energy of that is underneath it. Hopelessness. Still just a temporary state. It's still just a delusion, but it's an energy. So you breathe in all the hopelessness, the density, the idea this will never move no matter what I do. And then exhale, let the breath release. Inhale, let the breath flow through. Let the body do its magic. You're letting the body do the breathing. Good. I'm at a six. So for those of you who chimed in, you were at a two, a three, a four. Where are you now? 3 to 5 breaths. And you can even put your hand on your heart. I'm a two, and it's okay to feel a two. I'm feeling a two. It's okay. And you could say your name, Kim. It's okay to feel exactly what you're feeling now. Relax your shoulders. Better out than in. You got to let it come up in order to come out. Relax the body and to exhale. All right. Okay, so that's the second piece. It's a transmutive breath. The first piece is the most important because your body's already going to breathe anyway. Awareness. Can I be aware of this? And what happens when I become aware of the despair and the pain and the fear and the thoughts? Do I run after them? You know, run away from them? Could I actually sit and look them right in the eye and relax my shoulders and breathe? Breathe into them. Okay, so that's a big transmutative move. When I'm in stage two, right? I'm aware I am co-creating it all, right? I'm also aware I'm not in total fluidity with that. Okay, so stage two is like, I'm a co-creator, but it's not, you know, the abundance isn't showing up. I'm a co-creator, but the health is not showing up. So just stay in the part one of that. I know I'm awakening. I'm part of the mix. I am contributing to what's being created in my life. And then instead make part two I choose to embrace the now, this moment, the circumstance, the feelings, exactly as I am. This is how I choose to be the medicine in my life. Okay, good. What's your number now? So then the third stage is conscious choice, A, B, C. Awareness, what's your number right now? Hey, body, where are we? 1 to 10. B, breathing, allow a shift. Your body knows how to do it. And C, conscious choice. This is actually the least important part of the equation, but it's where people put the most energy and effort. And this is why so many people stay in stage two and don't move into stage three. Okay, I'll repeat that. We have the awareness. I'm a co-creator. I'm powerful. Blah, 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 blah. Law of attraction, thoughts and ideas about it. Oh, I understand. Where's the money? Where's my healthy body? That's stage two. I'm aware, but it's not here. And you're going to shift to I'm aware and I choose to be where I am. Use the breath. Use the instant elevation tool. Let it transmute. Very simple. Now, if all you did, and I'd love to hear number 6, 7, if all you did was create 2% more ease by being willing to be 2% more at ease with what is, which you do by just, all right, this sucks, and I'm going to relax my body. You just created 2% more ease where you are. You've raised your frequency. You've changed where you are. You can't change it by escaping it. You can't change it by improving it. You can't change it. You cannot change it by trying to get to step three. You can only change it by being where you are more fully and more willingly. All right. Someone in the mind body community said what to do when I feel like I'm not able to get in the body, even with practicing ABC and it was working perfectly. Suddenly I feel like I went 10 steps back. Okay. So you can't ever go back. Just become more aware of the shit that's there that you were previously suppressing, which is a good thing. Better out than in. Okay. So when I feel like I'm not getting into the body, that's a lot of times your hard wiring just needs a minute to shift. Practice each day, set your alarm 3 times a day. I tell people in the Instant Elevation program how to, you know, what to do in each exercise. You're going to integrate different harmonics in the body. Set your alarm for 3 times a day to practice it. And now all three of those times when your alarm goes off and tells you to do the exercise are going to be very inconvenient times. Why? Because you're in an old pattern, in an old habit that has kept you there, and you're going to create something new. So you're going to have to do it maybe the first 3, 4, 5 days, who knows how many, even though it's uncomfortable. You're going to choose to do it even though you think you can't. Even though, no, I really need to give my attention to the chaos. I can't slow down my breathing right now. Don't buy it. When you prioritize first, second, and third, presencing here now, you will change your life. Be here now. What's here now? Shit. Things I think are bad. The unwanted thing. Okay. Well, let me meet it for 10 seconds. I can do that while I'm talking to you. I don't have to even, as you practice, I don't even have to pause my life. I can keep driving my car. I can keep parenting my child. I can keep speaking on the broadcast. And I'm putting some attention in my body because that is the most important place it can be. If I'm speaking to you and not presencing my body, I'm just a talking head. No transmutation can happen in your body. You won't feel me. And there's a lot of people, you know, you hear them say lots of information and your mind's registering it. You're like all geared up. Oh, all right, I'm going to do this thing. But it doesn't create real change. We have to presence. And that's one of the things I teach the practitioners in the Be the Medicine program, which we're beginning next week. How do they activate their body and presence their body so that that message gets powerfully communicated and makes major changes in others? I have to be in my body, meet my own pain, meet my own fear, meet my own, the I can't hopelessness thought. Okay. So when you feel like you're not getting it, stay present. okay, that's what I feel right now. Witness my body, feel my feet on the floor, bring my attention to my pelvis. You can bring your attention to your pelvis, even though there's not a lot of sensation coming in. And as you continue to do so, more sensation comes in, more awareness comes in, because you're changing your brain. Your brain is neuroplastic. It can begin to, just like you turn the dial, like, oh, you're paying attention to information over there. I haven't firmly established those pathways. Let me work on them. And you will. You'll begin to feel more. Okay. Anna. Jeez, I really need some glasses. It's a deep belief. I can't change it. I just cannot. And that's it. Yes. So breathe that. This hopelessness. An impossibility. Rob and I just took a full breath for the first time all day. Jennifer, creating more ease and more inner spaciousness to allow the flow. So if you haven't keyed into this yet, the key to allowing stage three, to being in stage three, is to be more willing to be in stage two. Right? Because you're in stage two and you don't like it. Because stage two, where's the stuff? I'm a creator. Where's my money? Where's my health? Where's my man? Where's my awesome life? But what if you instead remember, oh, here I am as I am. I embrace myself now, not when that thing happens. Now, that is the abundance of stage three. So when you choose to be the abundance of stage three, it shows up in your physical world. Our physical world is a holographic one. It is so morphable. It's constantly morphing and changing, but it depends on your frequency. And so if you're looking at these three stages and you're like, how do I get to stage three? Be exactly where you are as you are. And that is the very thing that allows more flow. Starting with, I feel 2% more at ease. I still have my pain. Maybe I still have my despair. Yep. There's 2% more ease and flow. That's enough. What did you mean that we may focus too much on the consciousness choice of part ABC? Okay, so the consciousness choice is, I feel heavy. I choose to feel lightness. I'm in stage two. I choose to be in stage three, right? Which you could actually just go, I choose to be where I am. I choose to embrace myself fully. That's the most powerful conscious choice. So A, B, C. C is your conscious choice. It could be a conscious choice to do some tapping. It could be a conscious choice to take your medicine. It could be a conscious choice to make a Reiki appointment. It doesn't matter. You've got to look at A and B first before C will actually be conscious. Instead of doing C, your choices, actions, behaviors, in avoidance. The only way you can know if your actions and behaviors are to embrace, you know, be in stage three or to run away from stage two is to be aware. Here's who I am right now, and to breathe. And the thing I wanted to share most in this message today is that we greatly underestimate our power. And that's why we're trying so hard to get out of stage two and into stage three. What if all your power is here, whether you're experiencing it or not? Okay, here I'm in stage two. Life is not really showing up as I'd like, but I know I'm powerful. Relax into the moment and remember, inevitably life is on my side. So if I could receive life more fully, it will open up more. The best way to receive life more fully is to relax my body and breathe. So I talked a lot about stage two. I'm gonna do a tidbit of like stage one and stage three. Stage three, one of the things that bumps us out, right? I'm in this wholeness, wow, things are showing up. It's amazing, just out of nowhere. Biggest bump is, and I hope it doesn't end. Okay, like, oh wait, this is so good. I hope the other shoe doesn't drop. Because one time it did. Right? So if you just let go of needing it to be permanent, it can be permanent. Okay. So I embrace this joy as it is when I'm in that stage three moment of like, wow. And it's okay that sometimes I experience it otherwise. That is the surest way to remain in stage three, to not need it, to be permanent, to not fear it going away, to not grasp it and hold on to it. Just, wow, I appreciate this moment as it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In fact, thank you, thank you, thank you is a way, whatever stage we're at, that will always create more. Thank you for this pain I'm having right now. Thank you that I'm beginning to awaken, even though I might not like what I see. Thank you that things are coming beautifully and effortlessly. All right, stage one, key, right? I'm a victim and life is happening to me. Always remember, even if I feel powerless, the truth is I am power. Even if I'm not accessing it, even if it doesn't make sense, even if you're pissed at me because what the hell do I know? I don't know your plight. I don't know your pain. That's another way to know you're in stage one is you're like angry at someone who's telling you you have power. Embrace the powerlessness, right? This chipper blonde girl's telling me the story, but I feel powerless. Good. Let yourself have it. There's nothing wrong with being in stage one. In fact, the surest way to access your powers is just to embrace how powerless you actually feel. And it's okay. So then you're not buying into it, avoiding it, putting energy into resisting it, which is what keeps it in place. All right. Liam says, so if we're in resonance, embrace and accept the resistance. If we're in resistance, embrace and accept the resistance without trying to change it. Yes. And that again is the most powerful reason I wanted to do this broadcast today on this topic is we significantly underestimate the power that we have access to even when we don't feel it. So I've had this thing I've been dealing with in my relationship with my husband that was just felt so stuck and stuck and stuck and stuck and impossible. But I knew it wasn't, right? Stage two, you're like, the opening's around here somewhere. And I'm really not accessing it. Okay, but it's around here somewhere. And if I can just be in stage two for as long as stage two is going to play out, it's not a rocky ride. That's actually why I was in stage three, even though my life was in stage two, right? It wasn't solved yet. But I'm like, we got this. We got this. Sometimes I need to yell and scream. And sometimes I need to call a friend. And sometimes I need to get on the hiking trail. And sometimes I need to cry. But okay, so I can be in stage three, which is total acceptance of what is, and have a relatively smooth journey of it, even when things are not totally comfortable, even when things are not as I would like them to be. Amy said, I found that using Ho'oponopono really helps me stay in the now and embrace what is happening in the moment. Me too. Me too. There's a piece in the Instant Elevation program that is about that as well. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. To harmonize the body. Someone in the mind-body community, I feel like I awaken easily but drop out just as easily, and fear thoughts and reminders of panic come back and take over. It takes a bit of time to recover. And then I must go into solitude to recover fully. Is being by yourself often healthy when life is about engaging? Being by yourself is very healthy. Like I meditate by myself or, you know, just bring my attention in with myself for an hour a day right now. Not always for my whole life, but that's what I'm doing. So that can cultivate a sense of, Kim, I'm here for you. I'm presencing you. I'm right here. And it's okay if we awaken and then we drop out, right? Because we resist what is. Eye patching and tapping are great ways to move out of stage two into stage three. I don't know about eye patching, but that's interesting. And yes, tapping, just to let the nervous system, it's okay to be where I am. It's okay to be where I let go. So again, the third time I'm iterating this, I don't know if I said it the way I wanted to say it, but the potency of stage two, of the potency of being in stage two. Stage two is when something big is being cultivated. Something big is coming into fruition. Like you're pregnant and there's a baby in the belly, and you don't have to get upset that the baby's not born yet. It's in the belly. It's in the belly. That's what I wanted to bring you. It's like, you're in that stage two. You're like, all right, it's in the belly, but I'm so uncomfortable. Yeah, it's in the belly. It's cooking. Breathe in, breathe out. And tapping can really help a lot with that. Like, it's okay to be exactly where I am. E said, I'm totally confused. Yeah. So embrace confusion. It actually is a sign that you're moving out of a lower frequency consciousness. I'm going to move my computer because the sun is shifting. I got it all together. I know this, right? That's a sign you're moving out of the, I already got this, into a paradigm of the unknown, which is always more expansive. All right, Liam. Yes, yes, yes. Someone in mind-body community. Oh, I read that one. Jennifer, Kim, you helped me truly. You helped me truly. You see, I can't understand what you're saying. See, to see that anything is possible. Resolution of illness, abundance, joy. All we need to do is turn toward the wellness and align with it. Yeah, and I have a great interview I did with Anita Griffith, who has healing from very walking. She was in the bed. She was, you know, they told her she's going to die in a few months, and she's recovering and walking and using the walker and getting up and about. And, you know, her whole life has changed very, very powerfully. Robin, wow, now I get it. I've been in stage two doing everything I can to get out of stage two. Reiki, EMDR, nervous system regulation, somatic experiencing, etc. And I feel worse. Yes. So crazy, right? But then we could maybe do 2% of those things, but they're done as a because life's like, oh, here's the way, right? So they're done from our clarity. I embrace exactly where I am. And then we may find these tools that support us, nurture us, but they're not to escape because we've already embraced. So that's a really, really, really important piece. All right. I hope this has been useful today. I love you guys. I'm here every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Mountain. The Instant Elevation Program I mentioned can be found at drkimd.com/IEP, Instant Elevation Program. But you can get lots of free resources on my site at drkimd.com. Definitely subscribe if you're in YouTube. We're also playing in Instagram, so you can connect with me there as well. And always, we are continuing the conversation with my team in the Mind Body community in Facebook. Liam, I'm getting more aware than ever that my energy is spent getting out of stage two. Yeah, we spend a lot of energy trying to get out of stage two instead of actually embracing what is, where we receive so much energy instead. But hey, there's a lot of things we've been taught to avoid. I just realized that the reason why it wasn't instant for me, major face palm. Huh. I don't know what that means. David, since January, because of a health challenge, and set my iPhone alarm 25 times a day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. to say the Ho'oponopono prayer. Now over 25,000 times. It's been miraculous. Oh, I'd love to hear more about that. All right. I love you guys. Really great session today, and lots of love to everybody who's listening to the recording. It's in the belly, LOL. Perfect metaphor. Yeah, it's in the belly. Life's on my side. Life's got me covered. That's a great, great thing to remember when you're in that stage two moment. All right, lots of love. I'll see you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.